This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, and I want to welcome you to the radio program Warning. On March 17, 2024, I was in Bogota, Colombia, South America. I led a four-day tremendous conference for 150 churches and their leaders. Now, the message today you're going to hear me preaching is daily Pentecost. You need a daily Pentecost. And how important that is, not only for believers in Bogota, but right here in the United States or wherever you're listening to this program from. Once again, a daily Pentecost. Let's go to Bogota right now.
Praise the Lord.
Good news.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't this a beautiful conference?
¿No es esta una conferencia bonita?
Amen.
¿Cierto?
Like my wife said.
Así como dijo mi esposa.
This has been a precious time.
Este ha sido un tiempo precioso.
And we love you so much.
Y los amamos mucho.
And we're already starting to miss you.
Y desde ya nos estamos empezando a extrañar.
What I'm going to do,
lo que voy a hacer,
I'm not going to preach my sermon.
No voy a dar mi sermón, hermano.
I'll touch on a few verses.
Touch.
I will touch on a few verses.
Voy a tocar y pasar sobre algunos versos.
But I just want to carry on with the theme of my wife.
Pero me gustaría continuar con el tema que tocó mi esposa.
I did not know what she was going to say.
Yo no sabía lo que iba a decir.
But it was good.
Pero fue bueno.
She mentioned how if you really want to find God, you will find Him.
Ella nos decía cómo cuando usted realmente quiere encontrar a Dios, lo puede encontrar.
And how Muslims all over the Middle East are coming to Jesus.
Incluso cómo los musulmanes en la mitad del Medio Oeste pueden ver a Jesús.
Because they're searching for the real God.
Porque están buscando por el Dios real.
They know Islam is not the way.
Pero pues, como sabemos, el Islam no es el camino.
And Jesus is appearing.
Y Jesús aún así está apareciendo.
And they're accepting Him as Lord and Savior.
Y ellos lo están aceptando como su Señor y Salvador.
Amen.
Amén.
I was in Kenya.
Yo estaba en Kenya.
Meeting with world leaders.
En una reunión con líderes mundiales.
I had meetings back to back every hour with a different leader, political leaders, church leaders.
Cada hora me reunía con un líder distinto, líderes de iglesia, líderes políticos.
I had an office there and they were coming and meeting me one after another.
Y yo tenía una, yo estaba en mi oficina y venían a mí uno tras el otro.
And the secretary came in.
Y hasta que la secretaria vino a mí.
And said, Dr. Hansen, do you have a meeting with Muslims?
Me dijo, Dr. Hansen, ¿usted tiene una reunión con musulmanes?
I said, no.
Yo le dije, no.
So she was going to send them away.
Entonces ella fue a echarlos.
And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said, go ask them what they want.
Pero de repente el Espíritu Santo me dijo, ve a preguntarles qué quieren.
So I sent my representative.
Entonces yo mandé a mi representante.
He came back to me.
Y regresó.
And he told me.
Me dijo.
These Muslims.
Estos musulmanes.
Said Jesus.
Dijeron que Jesús.
Told them where to find you.
Les dijo dónde encontrarme.
And he led them to your office.
Y los dejamos entrar a mi oficina.
Wow. my meeting in Kenya that year, nobody was advertising it. I flew in secretly to meet with political leaders and the top church leaders.
Nadie había promocionado mi visita a Kenia ese año. Simplemente fui secretamente y las personas terminaron llegando.
The public did not know I was in the country.
El público no sabía que yo estaba en su país.
So when my person was gone, my meeting I was talking with, I said, bring them in.
Entonces, pues, cuando ya había terminado esta reunión, yo dije, okay, tráiganmelos.
Two Muslim ladies.
Dos señoritas musulmanas.
The one covered with a bui bui.
Cubiertas con una burka.
And she said that I was so hopeless.
Ellas me dijeron que yo no tenía esperanza.
I was ready to kill myself.
Ellas me dijeron que ellas no tenían esperanza y que estaban listas para matarse.
Because Islam has no life.
Porque no encontraron vida en el Islam.
And she was depressed.
Y estaban deprimidas.
She was taking rat poisoning and going to drink it.
Ella tenía veneno en su mano y estaba a punto de tomárselo.
And suddenly a man appeared.
Pero de la nada un hombre apareció.
And across his chest in his robe was Jesus.
Y aquí en su manto, en su pecho estaba escrito el nombre Jesús.
And he pushed the rat poisoning away.
Y él cogió este veneno y lo botó afuera.
And he said, I'm going to lead you to Dr. Hansen.
Y él le dijo a esta mujer, yo te voy a llevar con el Dr. Hansen.
And he led her right to my office.
Y la llevó exactamente a mi oficina.
And they became Christians.
Y ellos ahí se convirtieron en cristianos.
And now they're working with the underground work for Muslims that are coming to Jesus, and they're working with the women that are coming to Jesus because their relatives would kill them.
Y ahora están trabajando de manera encubierta adentro, infiltrados con los musulmanes, trayéndolos a Cristo y trabajando con todas las personas que tuvieron a sus maridos y familias muertos.
Again, if you really want to know God, He will reveal Himself.
Una vez más, si usted realmente quiere conocer a Dios, Él se va a revelar a usted.
I don't have time to explain our marriage.
Yo voy a tomar un tiempo para explicar un poco de nuestro matrimonio.
Apostle Francisco knows more. Again. Apostle Francisco knows more about it.
Ya el apóstol Francisco sabe un poquito más de esto.
Because we explained some over dinner.
Porque una vez comiendo hablamos un poco sobre esto.
But you can see my wife.
Pero ahí pueden ver a mi esposa.
You can see me.
Pueden verme a mí.
Do I need to say more?
Necesito decir más.
No.
She's a little younger.
Ella es un poquito más joven.
My first wife is with the Lord.
Mi primera esposa ya está con el Señor.
I won't go into details.
No voy a entrar en detalles.
Because I do want to cover some testimonies and read some scripture.
Porque quiero leer un poco de escritura y cubrir algunos testimonios.
But over 10 years of her life.
Pero durante 10 años de su vida.
Now follow me. Follow me.
Ella me siguió.
I know they're passing out coffee, but don't worry. Don't get distracted.
Yo sé que están pasando aquí tintico, pero no se distraigan.
Listen carefully.
Escuchen con cuidado.
Over 10 years of her life.
Durante 10 años de su vida.
Three prophets.
Tres profetas distintos.
Told her who she would marry.
Le dijeron con quién se iba a casar.
You're going to marry an older man.
Te vas a casar con un hombre mayor.
A worldwide ministry.
Un ministro mundial.
A white man.
Un hombre blanco.
When he asks you to work for him in America, that's the man.
Cuando él te pida que trabajes para él, ese es el hombre.
Now we're talking about the Holy Ghost.
Entonces estamos hablando del Espíritu Santo.
Who moves in prophecy.
Que se mueve por profecía.
Who gives direction.
Quien se da dirección.
Who gives revelation.
Quien da revelación.
Who gives instruction.
Quien da instrucción.
Who shows in visions and dreams.
Quien nos da ambiciones y sueños.
Without the Holy Ghost, I don't have a ministry.
Sin el Espíritu Santo, yo no tengo un ministerio.
I don't have one.
No tengo uno.
I wouldn't meet with the world leaders.
No me podría reunir con líderes mundiales.
Because I wouldn't have a word that comes to pass and they would invite me to the parliament.
Porque no tendría ninguna palabra que se cumpliera y luego me volvieran a invitar a los parlamentos.
Without God, I am nothing.
Sin Dios, no soy nada.
Amen.
Amen.
She was getting discouraged waiting 10 years.
Ella durante estos 10 años se sentía desanimada.
She saw her fellow friends get married and have children.
Ella veía cómo sus amigas contemporáneas se casaban y tenían hijos.
Two men that work for me. Two men pastors that work for me.
Dos hombres la pretendieron antes que yo.
In Kenya.
En Kenia.
Said you need to look at Adalia.
Porque pues mírala.
I told both of them.
Yo le dije a ambos.
She's too young.
Ella es muy joven.
I can't make a mistake in my life right now.
Yo no me puedo permitir cometer un error en mi vida ahora mismo.
So I did not listen to either one.
Entonces no le escuché a estos hombres que decían que me casara con ella.
These are good men of God.
Estos eran buenos hombres de Dios.
One is the director over my Bible school in Kenya.
Uno es el director de mi escuela bíblica en Kenia.
The other one represents me in all of Africa.
Y el otro me representa en toda África.
One doctor in ministry and the other again pushing to be a doctor in ministry.
Primero empezó siendo un ministerio bíblico y ahora es un ministerio para maestros.
Then I had.
Luego tuve.
Three pages.
Tres páginas.
With men and women of God.
Con llenas de nombres de hombres y mujeres de Dios.
Telephone me up.
De los con los cuales me llamaron.
And tell me who I'm going to marry.
Y me dijeron con quién me iba a casar.
Three pages.
Tres páginas.
You're going to marry a young African.
Te vas a casar con una africana joven.
Two different states in America, intercessors said, you're going to marry a young African woman.
Solo tenemos dos estados en Estados Unidos que tienen la población mayormente africana y aún así él me dijo, te vas a casar con una mujer africana.
I showed them my staff in Kenya.
Y pues pictures. Yo busqué fotos de mi personal administrativo en Kenya.
And they said, that is the woman.
Y ellos mismos me dijeron, esa es la mujer.
Now God is starting to get my attention.
Ahora Dios realmente me está consintiendo.
I'm preaching in Malaysia.
Estoy predicando en Malasia.
And the Lord says, send a message to Adalia.
Y ahora en Malasia Dios me dice, mándale este mensaje a ella. Mándale este mensaje a ella.
You're at the crossroads of your life.
Están en la encrucijada de su vida.
If you take the wrong road,
si aquí tomas el camino incorrecto,
you will never see your destiny.
Nunca podrás alcanzar tu destino.
I sent it.
Y yo le envié el mensaje.
Immediately she sent me a message back on Messenger.
Inmediatamente el messenger ella me respondió un mensaje.
I know what that means.
Dijo, yo sé lo que significa.
Thank you.
Gracias.
She had two men at that time wanting to marry her.
Durante ese tiempo ya les comenté que tenía dos hombres pretendiéndola para
casarla. Even though they weren't white men.
A pesar de que no eran blancos.
With a worldwide ministry.
O con un ministerio mundial.
She had waited 10 years.
Y ella estaba esperando 10 años.
And was getting discouraged.
Y ya se sentía desanimada.
You see how God works.
Usted puede ver cómo Dios funciona.
The Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu Santo.
Gives a direction.
Da una dirección.
Gives us instruction.
Da instrucción.
Don't take that road.
No se quede esa palabra.
And she turns them down.
Y la bote por ahí.
Then the Lord said, ask her if she wants to be transferred from your Kenya office to American office and work directly for me.
El Espíritu Santo me dijo que le dijera a ella que fuera transferida desde la oficina en Kenia hasta la oficina de Estados Unidos y que trabajara directamente bajo las órdenes de él.
So I said, do you want to work for me directly? Come to my office in America.
Entonces yo le dije, ¿quieres trabajar para mí directamente? Ven a mi oficina en los Estados Unidos.
She said, yes.
Ella dijo, sí.
Now after we got married, she said, I... yes, amen.
Sí.
After we got married, she told me, I knew you were that man, but I did not tell you.
Después de que nos casamos, ya ella me dice, yo sabía que tú eras el hombre, pero ahí mismo no te lo dije.
I did not have to do anything more. God already made it clear. I did not have to court her. I just married her.
No tuve que hacer nada adicional, no tuve que cortejarla, ya Dios había hecho todo.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit made it known.
El Espíritu Santo la hizo saber.
The Holy Spirit had prophesied.
El Espíritu Santo ya
now listen
había
to this. Through different people.
A través de diferentes personas.
Different prophets.
Diferentes profetas.
Before I was ever married.
Antes de que siquiera nos hubiéramos casado.
You are going to have a son.
Vas a tener un hijo.
Now, I'm older.
Ahora, bueno, estoy viejito.
My first wife is with the Lord.
Mi primera esposa está con el Señor.
I have four older daughters.
Y tengo cuatro hijas mujeres.
But they prophesied, you are going to have a son.
Pero me habían profetizado, vas a tener un hijo varón.
And he's going to carry on your foundation, and it'll be greater.
Y va a heredar toda tu fundación, todo tu ministerio, y va a ser mayor.
And I received this prophecy from different prophets in different countries over the world.
Yo recibí esta profecía de diferentes profetas en diferentes países alrededor de todo el mundo.
The Lord showed Adalia. Adalia. The Lord showed Adalia.
Y Dios le mostró a Adalia.
The Holy Ghost showed Adalia.
El Espíritu Santo le dijo a ella
that she would have a son.
Que ella tendría un hijo.
Are you following me?
¿Me están siguiendo?
We got married.
Si quiere estar casados todavía.
Adalia said, I want to have a boy.
Ella ya sabía, yo quiero tener un hijo.
I said, are you sure?
Yo le dije, ¿estás segura?
She said, yes.
Ella dijo, sí.
The next month.
Siguiente mes.
She was pregnant.
Ella estaba embarazada.
Just like that.
Justo así, solo así.
Sometimes I think I'm Abraham.
A veces yo siento que
I said, sometimes I think I'm Abraham.
A veces me siento como Abraham.
In his old age, he had a son.
Estoy viejito, yo nací para tener un hijo.
Amen. She's pregnant.
Ella está embarazada.
But all of a sudden, she's very sick with tumors in the uterus.
Pero de la nada ella está muy enferma con tumores en su útero.
And they talk about hysterectomy.
Y ya escucho a los doctores hablar de histerectomía.
To kill the boy.
Para matar al niño.
I went to the Lord in prayer.
Yo fui ante Dios en oración.
I telephoned and talked to a minister in Jerusalem.
Yo llamé por teléfono a un ministro en Jerusalén.
During our prayer.
Durante la oración.
The Holy Ghost revealed what was happening.
El Espíritu Santo me reveló lo que estaba ocurriendo.
That a witch in Kenya put a curse on Adalia that she would never have a healthy, that the boy would be dead, any child would be dead, she could not have life.
Para que Adalia, una bruja puso una maldición en ella para que cualquier hijo que ella tuviera, para que cualquier fruto de su vientre muriera y no viniera a la vida.
We prayed and broke the curse of the witch.
Nosotros oramos y echamos fuera la maldición de esta bruja.
I got off the phone, I went upstairs to my wife, I said, you're healed.
Yo regresé arriba a donde estaba mi esposa en el cuarto y le dije, tú eres sana.
That night an angel comes into my room.
Esa noche un ángel entra en mi cuarto.
He comes into my room the second night.
Y aún la segunda noche entra en mi cuarto.
And Adalia is healed.
Y Adalia recibe su sanidad.
The tumors disappear.
Los tumores desaparecen.
And now we have a baby boy.
Y ahora tenemos un niñito.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
The power of the Holy Ghost.
El poder del Espíritu Santo.
Who tells you how to pray.
El que te dice cómo orar.
Gives you direction.
Te da dirección.
There's a curse by a witch against you. Break that curse.
Hay una maldición puesta por una bruja. Échala fuera.
Now during childbirth.
Ahora durante el parto.
It's very hard.
Se complica.
The doctor did a mistake.
What?
The doctor made a mistake.
El doctor cometió un error.
He broke her water bag weeks early.
Él rompió. Le hicieron romper
prematuramente. The water bag. You understand?
El doctor le hizo romper agua prematuramente. La fuente. La fuente.
Because he was going on vacation.
Again.
He was going on vacation.
Él se iba él tenía afán porque se quería ir de vacaciones.
And he wanted to deliver the child.
Y quería salir de eso rápido.
34 hours later.
34 horas después.
She is suffering in agony.
Ella está sufriendo en agonía.
Five doctors and six nurses are in our room.
Cinco doctores, seis enfermeras están en nuestro cuarto.
For 4 hours, four doctors are reaching up trying to turn the baby.
Durante 4 horas, estos doctores están intentando hacer salir el bebé bien.
My wife is hemorrhaging.
Y mi esposa está
hemorrhaging, bleeding to death.
Se está desangrando.
My wife sees a vision of angels.
Pero entonces mi esposa tuvo una visión de ángeles.
She told me, I think I'm going to heaven. God has sent his angels to take me to heaven.
Ella me dice, yo creo que me voy al cielo. Dios ya mandó a sus ángeles a recogerme.
I said no.
Yo le dije no.
Those angels are to help you give birth.
Esos ángeles están aquí para ayudarte a dar a luz.
Remember the prophecies that have been spoken over your life.
Recuerda la profecía que te fue dada sobre su vida.
Bringing us together.
Trayéndonos.
Being used of God around the world.
Uniéndonos y llevar el evangelio alrededor del mundo.
No, God has said you will live.
No, Dios te ordena a vivir.
God has said this boy is going to live.
Dios ha dicho que este niño va a vivir.
And I started to intercede and speak the word of God in her ears.
Y yo empecé a interceder y a hablar la palabra de Dios.
And I started to speak in tongues in her ears.
Empecé a hablar en lenguas en sus oídos.
The boy is born.
El niño nace.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Did you enjoy the message? You need a daily Pentecost. I'll tell you tomorrow, I'm going to finish this message, so make sure you don't miss it. Now my phone number, 360-629-5248. Once again, 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248. I need your very best mission love offering addressed to Bogota. We've got to go back because Bogota is falling. Communism is sweeping the land. 5 years ago, I prophesied when I was there that if the church didn't rise up, they'd get a communist government and president. And that's what they got. Violence is everywhere. Tyranny is sweeping the nation. Christian freedoms are eroding. Help me go back and mobilize the church. Once again, 360-629-5248. You can give a donation by Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, or PayPal. 360-629-5248. If you want to give a donation by my website, worldministries.org, that's worldministries.org. Once again, worldministries.org. You can give a donation by PayPal or Zelle. The reference number for Zelle is warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. Once again, if you give by Zelle, the reference number is warning@worldministries.org. Also, you can send me a check if you want. Address it to WMI. That's WMI. Although you would earmark it for Bogota. And my address, P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That's P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. Once again, P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. The need is critical. The need is urgent. Communism is sweeping the nation. The church has to arise. Again, Eagle Saving Nations. We're trying to do that in Colombia, in America, all over the world. My website, worldministries.org. Check out Eagle Saving Nations. That's worldministries.org. Join today. We've got to rise up in every nation and stop the New World Order, or your nation will be taken over by pure communism and Christians will be the target. You'll lose your freedoms. Once again, my website, worldministries.org. Check out Eagles Saving Nations and join today. Again, my phone number, 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248. And my website, worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org. And the address, World Ministries International, P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That's P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. Tomorrow, I finish with the message, A Daily Pentecost.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.